No, I'm gay.
Can you believe? Brown cow. Stunning.
You're a homosexual.
I care about you.
Hello.
Pee pee poo poo.
Oh, good start.
Thank you.
Good start.
Thank you.
I like that.
You're welcome.
You are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Ruby Innes.
And me, Patrick Clancy.
And we are joined by the ever so lovely Natalie Caro.
Hello.
Who will be having a little chat with us later on about Sly Fox comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, she's just chilling with us.
Yeah, I'm just having fun.
Just having a fun
good
time.
Good to be sitting down.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
Yeah. We love to sit down.
Yeah. We live to sit.
Yeah. Ruby tried to make us stand up last week.
Okay. No. Last week I was in a mood where I was like, I'm standing, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm powerful.
You're present.
I'm present. Exactly.
And then alert to all the 2SER employees, Ruby almost broke the moving desk we have here.
Oh, no.
Not true.
You
not
put
true.
It too low.
Not true.
You put it too low.
That's a lie.
It went. It
fake
went,
news. Not real.
I'm going to impeach nah. you.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a hot topic. That's a hot topic.
Welcome to the
cheeky.
Gristle.
we're talking politics now.
Yeah.
But I don't. Can I just say? Can
Please.
I just say, I'm not sure if it's actually going to happen.
No, all signs point to no.
Yeah,
because my magic eight ball said it would.
For the well,
my horoscope says it would, but we'll see.
Yeah,
yeah. Because the thing is, there's two bits of the process. There's the vote in the House of Representatives, and that happened.
Yeah,
so they voted to impeach him, big majority. But then there's also a trial in the Senate, and what happened with Bill Clinton, for example, is he was voted to be impeached, but then the trial in the Senate acquitted him and he stayed president.
Yeah, but the thing that's different about this time around is that they've gotten Phoenix Wright in to do the prosecuting.
Thank God.
So I think it's going to be a different ball game.
Case attorney. Thank God.
Objection.
I think it's video games that will lead the
rule
revolution.
The world.
Yeah, all the the jury are all gamer girls, and to be verified for the jury, they had to give in a sample of their bathwater.
Yeah, they had to get the bathwater tested.
Bathwater test to ensure they are actually gamer girls.
All
and
signs point to yes.
Also, there are ghosts.
So true.
They are ghosts exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, you don't have to tell me.
No,
I get ghosted all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Sad.
I believe in the supernatural.
Yeah.
Ghouls are real, and I love them.
Ghouls.
Love ghouls. Little green ghouls. Live for them.
Are they green?
Some of them are.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
That's my favorite color.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a beautiful color. Yeah. And ghouls. I love ghouls.
Yeah.
My teeth still hurt.
Your teeth hurt?
Yeah, before the show I said my teeth hurt, but they still hurt. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah. If you didn't know before, Patrick's teeth hurt. Yeah.
R.I.P.
And if you're a dentist, stay away from me and my family.
If you're a dentist, DM me.
True.
I need a dental checkup.
Only sexy dentists, please.
Yes, please.
We love a sexy dentist.
I hate them.
Oh, sad?
Yeah. Because they have to be in my mouth.
Is
I don't
that a
want
bad
sexy.
Thing?
Yeah, I don't want sexy people in my mouth.
Ever.
Get never.
Good riddance. Get
yeah,
rid of them
know
all.
About that.
Do you want sexy people in your mouth, Ruby?
I think that's the vibe, right?
Some people are starving over here, and you're turning away meals.
Yeah. Sexy people stay out of my mouth.
Waste not, want not. Honestly.
No.
Okay. We got a great show coming up.
We do.
I'm gonna play a little bit of music. This track is a new single from Peyton. And it is called Things Can Only Get Better.
That's good news.
Isn't that nice?
Hope so.
We all hope so.
It's Christmas.
In this economy?
Yeah.
We all hope so. Hashtag a recession is coming. But
woo!
Crazy.
Welcome to our podcast.
So this is Things Can Only Get Better by Peyton. And you are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 with me, Ruby Innes.
And me, Patrick Clancy. I'm over here.
And
me, Natalie Caro.
Me, Natalie Caro. And that song that you just heard was a little song called Ice Cream by Mika from Mika's new album, but specifically the Wide Boys 99 Flake remix. Very cool stuff. Lots of fun.
Love it.
We love fun. We love fun.
We love fun. That's why we're here.
That is why we're here. Yeah. But actually, why we're here in this moment is because, Natalie, you are involved in a little old comedy night called Sly Fox Queer Comedy Night.
Yes, yes, Birdcage.
At the Birdcage.
At the Birdcage. The house is Sly Fox, but it's home to Birdcage Comedy.
Is this true?
Yes, this is true.
This is true. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw you just like go into some kind of moment just then, Patrick.
I'm in a cage of my own thoughts.
Oh,
a bird cage.
Yeah, there's burns in my brain.
Burns.
There's burns in my brain.
So Birdcage, of course, in its own right is such an important event for the LGBTQI plus people of Sydney.
Yeah.
And creates a safe space for a lot of people. So how important to you is it to kind of have a comedy night specifically kind of geared towards, like, made by and for LGBTQI plus people?
For sure. First, for the listeners who may be confused, I'll just explain that Birdcage within itself is a clubbing night that is every Wednesday, and it is it is a lesbian LGBTQIA plus night. And then from that has been birthed Birdcage Comedy. Mm. So, yeah, it is autonomous. I would say, as any other autonomous evening, it's super important, not just for the performers, but just as much for the audience members. And Ruby, you would know this too, as someone who does different nights. Sometimes it can be quite scary to do an open mic or a comedy night where it is pretty saturated with white males.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
So it is quite refreshing to sit through an evening where it isn't just, and it's not all of them, but you do come across often too many transphobic, sexist, racist jokes. And our philosophy, and mine I strongly hold, is like, it's super easy to punch up.
That's the thing.
And it's just as good comedy, and you're not isolating pretty much more than half the audience. Mm.
Yeah, that's true. You do go to I remember going to a comedy night at an establishment.
Yeah,
not Birdcage, wonderful place,
and not the establishment.
Not I didn't
on
know
George
that.
Street.
Didn't know it was a thing, but no, it wasn't there either.
Sure.
But yeah, and like just halfway through, there were some weird racist jokes, and I was like, very cool.
Love that.
I'm about to head out.
No, I'm being sarcastic. I have to be clear, right? As a queer woman of color, it's like, it's just difficult to be there. And I've had pretty hard discussions where it's like, do you just have to be brave and like do the thing and put your face out there? And I don't think so. Like,
no.
It's just as important and validating and like an exercising of that muscle to be in a safe space where you are supported, and you can not only make fun of other things, but make fun of yourself and not be the butt of your own joke, know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's always such a thing. But how do you feel about the success of Birdcage Queer Comedy Night?
How do I feel about it? Good. I can't take much credit for it, though. I've only just kind of joined the party, but it's really taken off. It's in the heart of Enmore, which is a pretty queer concentrated area, and it's gotten so much support. It's usually pretty packed out, more so than other gigs that I've done where there's like 8 people and they're all performers. So it's been really successful. In the beginning, oh my gosh, and I'm completely forgetting the most important person here, Salem. Barrett Brown, who is the founder, trans non-binary comedian on the Sydney scene, founded Birdcage Comedy. So in the beginning when it started out, you know, they raised a lot of money for Indigenous charities. Mm. Now entry is a lot cheaper. It's $5. But all around, I would say, success for the community.
Yeah, and it's the Salem. They're absolutely fantastic.
This Salem is a superstar.
Oh, we love
all around performer. Yeah.
And it's not about the witch trials either.
No, it's
just
not.
Just to be clear.
Just to be clear, it's not.
The sweet person, Salem Barrett Brown, yes. Fantastic comedian who started Birdcage Queer Comedy Night, and then you have also joined them in the organization.
For sure. And there's been some people throughout the journey, just into Gregory, who now has moved on to High Maintenance, which is a female autonomous evening at the Chipper Hotel. Aww. Thank you. You're welcome for the shout out, Jacinta.
Yeah. Go Jacinta.
And what is the value in having, in your opinion at least, events like this for queer comedy nights, specifically queer?
I mean, being someone who not only performs comedy and also consumes it, I would say just being like, oh, I can hear the water bottle. The 2-liter water bottle, obnoxious water bottle. Anyway, being someone who like views comedy, it's just nice to sit and not be on edge for the next like sword that comes out.
Like, when's this man going to make a gay joke?
When, you know?
Yeah.
It has so much value. It's pretty underappreciated, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's
because like I don't. The scene is quite normalized, so you go there expecting X, Y, and Z, and how good is it to be to go and know that that's not going to happen?
That's not going to happen. Yeah. Absolutely. And I guess as well, having something like this, because you know Birdcage is originally like a club night.
Yeah.
And the majority of LGBTQI+ events are generally club nights. And
if I may push the envelope further, it's usually geared at cis gay men. So to have something that's like lesbian orientated is quite
very good,
rare and special.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Birdcage in itself, I think, because we had a chat with one of the lovely people over at Birdcage not too long ago about how Birdcage is quite a rare thing because there aren't many lesbian but also like femme presenting events.
Yes.
You know, like there aren't a lot of them.
In general.
Period.
That's on God.
And that's on God.
That's on God.
That's on ScoMo.
That's on
Who
God.
Is not God.
No, sorry. I wasn't liking the two.
He is in Hawaii.
So
But he is returning as soon as possible.
The government was like, he's not in Hawaii. And
we've seen the receipts.
In Hawaii. It's so funny. It's so funny. So
yeah, sorry.
No, it's so fine. So fine. So funny. So we also had a chat about the potential closure of Sly Fox, which is very sad. But then hopefully it's not going to happen. So who knows?
Hopefully, if it does, if Sly Fox closes its doors. Not by choice. We will find another home, and Birdcage Comedy will go with it.
Live on
as its baby sibling. Yeah.
It has to. Of course, it has to. So, looking at you.
Yeah.
What do you see? Do you have any upcoming gigs?
Upcoming gigs.
Gigs
Fingers crossed. I can have my Sydney Festival Comedy debut.
Ooh.
But I just have received the email that they're still working through applications, so they better get back to me next year.
Or else
I'm leaving Australia.
You're just going to be like, bye.
I'm going to Hawaii.
You're going to go to Hawaii, you're going to throw up a shuckers, and then you're going to say I'm not in Hawaii.
Yeah, and then I'll be famous.
Exactly. And then you'll be Prime Minister.
And that I'm actually doing a comedy career so I can get to being Australian Prime Minister.
That's how they all came to be.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Tony Abbott frequented some open mics, I reckon.
Yeah. And he said a lot of slurs.
And he said a lot of slurs.
Like, whoa.
But I think it would be very cool and different to have a Prime Minister who's
a comedian.
Said slurs.
Oh, sure.
That would be fun. Very interesting. Very interesting concept.
I mean, that puts you and me out of the running, Ruby, because both of us notorious for saying slurs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The word slurs.
Yeah.
Specifically. I say it a lot. Just the word slurs.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also
the word.
I don't. I'm trying to. Recently, no.
Recently, I mean, like, you haven't said the word.
Too many. Queer is still considered a slur. Mm-hmm.
Too many. Yeah.
That's totally understandable. But like, I think I can feel pretty comfortable in saying that recently I haven't said any slurs.
Okay, sure.
Give me that.
I might have to leave, but it's okay.
Oh, you haven't said. I have to go. That's so embarrassing.
I can't be here.
Yeah, look, fair. Not cool enough, honestly.
Like I said, my flight to Hawaii leaves like now. I've got to go.
So, in terms of Birdcage Comedy,
yes.
What's the next show? Because I know y'all have already had your last show of the year.
We wrapped up for the year with Santa Baby.
Yes.
I did a performance that didn't quite translate because the tech was off, but it's okay. It was still lovely.
Oh, I believe it.
Thanks. No, but big plans for next year. You know, all things considering, we're hoping to do a fundraiser for the RFS. So hopefully in January. Stay tuned.
Love
Look
that.
Us up.
Yeah.
Birdcage_comedy Instagram. There's only 4 posts because we just started it.
We just started it,
yeah.
I mean, we always love to support up and coming queer nights and establish anyone queer.
Anyone.
We will
who
support
is,
you.
Thank you.
Except if you can be gay, but you can also be gay and racist.
You can. So, we don't problematic. Yeah.
Also, my ex-boyfriends, we can't support you. I'm sorry.
I can.
Gosh.
No.
Why would you want to?
I don't know. Just for a bit of a laugh.
Devil's advocate.
So rude.
Yeah, look, I mean, like, unless they're racist.
Ruby just farted.
I can't. No, that was my mouth.
Are all our sexes racist? Sexes. Exes. Are all our exes racist?
Yes. No.
Ruby?
No.
Okay,
my ex is delightful.
Don't brag. Okay?
I'm sorry. I can comfortably say not all of my exes.
I agree. One of.
Oh no, but I mean, both. Amongst us, we all have racist exes.
At least one.
Yes, I only have the one.
Oh, sad.
Oh my gosh, you're pity. Yeah, you both fully feel sorry for me. Whatever.
Oh, well, no, I meant sad that the person was racist.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet not too long ago, which was like, white people just be dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
true.
I think about it and like nonstop, I have been in relationship since I was 14. So
meanwhile, I can't get a date.
It's been since February for me, and I need tough.
White people be dating.
White people be dating.
It's true, and in my mind,
I just be
night,
waiting.
Also, I don't want to alarm anyone. This isn't part of the interview, but across the street right now from the studio, there are carolers. There are carolers out there.
Okay, can we evacuate?
No,
we stay inside to
carolers.
Stay away.
Okay, sure. We're safer inside.
We're gonna get them banging on the door soon, just screaming.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Let us in. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas.
And we're cold, and it's not cold outside.
It's 40 degrees.
It's really hot. But they're we're so cold.
We're
let
so
us
cold.
In.
Take the hats off. No.
No.
I think we should finish by doing something we all enjoy. Who are our favourite comedians that aren't awful?
That's gorgeous.
Oh, or who are our favourite comedians that are awful?
No.
We'll go with our non-problematic faves.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is Jerry Seinfeld problo?
By virtue of being an old white man, yes.
I think.
Okay, but did he say anything?
He did a whole thing on triggering. He went to a college or something. He went to a college in the States and . So that they were triggered. I don't know. He did something.
Oh, he made fun of us.
Yeah, I think. I think he says something. All I remember is that, like, didn't he? I'm pretty sure he dated like a 16, 17 year old when he was in his 30s, right? Yeah. But you know, like, I don't know.
Because I'm just thinking of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's great.
It's on one of those shows.
I love Julia.
It's on one of those channels reruns, and I was looking out for bad jokes and. He just talks about things.
Good. It's pretty good.
We do. I have been watching The Simpsons recently on my brand new Disney Plus membership. Please sponsor me. Disney Plus, the best streaming platform.
Nice.
Disney Plus.
Subtle.
We're not anti-Semitic anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Because remember Walt Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bad man.
Was he a pedophile?
He was a Nazi sympathizer. Allegedly. I don't want to get
He's
sued.
Dead. He can't sue us.
We don't have
us.
To talk about it. But
yeah.
Can dead people sue us?
The empire?
The empire.
What is it called? The
estate
can.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, ring in the new year with a lawsuit. That's
like Chelsea Peretti.
I do love Chelsea Peretti.
A show favourite and a personal hero of mine is Patty Harrison.
Do you love Patty Harrison?
We love Patty Harrison.
I love She's Jennifer fantastic. Coolidge.
Oh.
And
God.
Her Instagram goes off.
Jenny Slate, big fan of Jenny Slate.
Cute.
Big fan of John Mulaney.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is Jennifer problematic?
Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah, no, she's not.
I don't think so.
No, she's not. She's an angel.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
also, in terms of local acts, I'm a big Demi Lardner fan.
Yes,
Walker fan.
I walked past Demi Lardner yesterday on the street at Enmore, and I was like, I'm not going to say hi because that's weird. But
how lucky are you?
Oh, I know.
I love that duo of Tom Walker and Demi Lardner.
It's pretty cute.
Because Demi is very small and Tom is very large.
I think it may have been Tom Walker who I saw her with.
Yeah. Was he a large man?
He was a large man.
Very tall?
Yeah.
It had to be him.
But I am also a large man and very tall.
So, yeah.
I'm Tom Walker.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Call.
Big call.
I know, big call. Big call. Also, complete lie.
Love to lie.
Love to lie.
I love to lie.
I love the way you lie.
I love the way you lie.
Bad song.
Oh, it's...
It's not her best.
It's not her best. But I do know that because there's Love the Way You Lie Part 1 and Love the Way You Lie Part 2. And Love the Way You Lie Part 2 had more Rihanna in it than it did Eminem.
Right, okay.
And that's what we want and need.
See, the only two-part song I need in my life is Greased Up Freak Part 1 and then Greased Up Freak Part 2.
Greased
Macy
up
Rodman.
Freak.
Yeah. It's just about being
banger.
It's about being greased up.
And
but also Fast Love Part 1 and Fast Love Part 2. George Michael.
I like ABBA's Greatest Hits Part 1 and ABBA's Greatest Hits Part 2.
I was listening to SOS by ABBA yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm like, this song is so good. It's such a good song.
I know.
It's so good.
It's a shame they're problematic. No, I'm kidding. ABBA's fine, I think.
Oh, my God.
Are we canceled?
I'm scared.
And with that, we have
everyone
to
is.
I'm okay. Naming...
I was cancelled. Anyway, this has been It's a Gay.
And this has been It's a Gay Area. We have now been cancelled.
We're cancelled.
Just kidding. We'll be back next year. Yay. I will be taking a brief family holiday for next week. I'm
so
sorry.
I'll be taking the reins next week. It'll be just me and my baby.
And I'm having my birthday.
And I love that.
Thanks.
Mm. Everyone.
Are you Jesus?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank
you for responding to my emails.
This has been It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. My name's Ruby Innes.
My name's Patrick.
My name's Natalie Caro.
Thank you for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
Big thank you to our producers for helping us today. Stay tuned for Hardcore Classic, our sweet, sweet boys that we love so much.
Mm. And Merry Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Be jolly. Christmas. And happy holidays.
Give a dog a bone.
Go to Starbucks, buy a coffee.
Buy someone a P2 mask.
Starbucks, the best coffee. Sponsor of 2SER.
Oh, no. God, no.
No, they're not a sponsor of us.
Terrible. Awful. Stinky. In my opinion.
And that's just their buttholes.
When I was in the States, the only good coffee I could get was from Starbucks. Everywhere else was terrible.
Yeah, and that sounds real
awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real.
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 Terrible.
Awful.
Real stinky. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Bye. 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 Bye.
Wow.
It's bye time.